KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky, partly cloudy to cloudy, that is, 71 degrees. We look for a chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In the news this hour, Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reports the ballots for the June 27th special school election for the Griswold School District's public measure are now available at the Cass County Auditor's Office. If you are a resident of the Griswold Community School District, you'll be able to go to the Cass County Auditor's Office and pick up an absentee form or have one mailed to you. That is, if you are unable to go to your voting center on June the 27th. The Auditor's Office is open 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Public Measure A on the ballot on June 27th will ask, shall the Board of Directors of the Griswold Community School District in the counties of Adams, Cass, Montgomery, and Pottawatomie, State of Iowa, be authorized to contract indebtedness and issue general obligation bonds in an amount not to exceed $9.9 million to provide funds to remodel, repair, improve, furnish, and equip the middle school, high school facility, to build, furnish, and equip an elementary addition to that facility, and improve the site. And as we mentioned before here on KJAN, the voting centers include the Lewis Public Library for those in Griswold Director District 1, the Elliott Community Building for those in Griswold Director District 3, that would be the Elliott Community Building, also the Griswold Community Building for those in Griswold Director Districts 2 and 4, and the Absentee Voting Center is, of course, the Cass County Auditor's Office here in Atlantic. And you may vote by mail absentee as well if you can't go to the polls on June 27th. You'll just need to have the auditor's office send you the ballot and you return it. Well, Audubon Community School District officials report the 29th annual Iowa Industrial Technology Exposition took place on Friday, May the 12th at the Southeast Polk High School in Pleasant Hill. The event was sponsored by Southeast Polk Community School District, East Polk Rotary, and Iowa Department of Education. Entries were organized into 7 classification areas with 27 subcategories, each with 5 divisions based on age and experience. Projects could receive ratings of first place, which would garner a blue ribbon, second place, a red ribbon, or third place, a white ribbon, for the division entered. Any project receiving a first place rating in any category is then judged again to determine best in the state, gold, silver, or bronze awards. Audubon students competed against students from about 70 schools of all sizes across the state, bringing home 3 of 12 medals in 4 divisions they took part in. Audubon was represented by the work of 14 students accompanied by their industrial arts teacher, Stephen Thelke. You can see the complete list of students, their projects, awards, under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Officials of the Dollar General Literacy Foundation on Monday announced the award of nearly $67,000 in literacy grants to Iowa nonprofit organizations, libraries, and schools. The funds are aimed at supporting adult, family, and summer literacy programs within a 20-mile radius of the Dollar General store or distribution center across the 44 states that the Dollar General serves, and the plan to positively impact the lives of more than 6,100 Iowans. Statewide grants are more than $7.5 million that the Dollar General Literacy Foundation awarded. Locally, the Casey Public Library received $500, the Mount Air Raider Education Foundation received $1,500, and the Harlan Community Library Foundation received $1,500. Todd Vasos, Dollar General CEO, said the company is excited to provide the organizations with funding to support literacy and education throughout the 44 states they serve. Providing the grants and supporting the communities they call home reflects their mission of serving others, and he says it's rewarding to see the impacts the funds have. Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director presented a proposal to the Parks Board Monday for a sports complex master plan where the Little League Park and soccer practice fields currently are off the east side of North Olive Street across from the KJAN studios. The concept plan would be created by Snyder & Associates engineers at a cost of $13,000. A steering committee comprised of various organizations who currently help to maintain and furnish the complex will be formed that would give those persons the resources and tools they need to begin fundraising efforts for improvements. Here's Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasselm.
Like for soccer, if they want to put 6 to 8 fields out there, how are you going to do it? In the engineer plan, it says it costs this much. Go sell a soccer field for $8,000. Say, hey, if you give us $8,000, we'll name the soccer field after you. Same with Little League. If they want to add sidewalks to Little League or improve the West End parking lot, they say, okay, we know it's going to cost this much. Can we get Henningsen's to do an in-kind gift to us? As long as they would have a kind of a plan that is cohesive with all the different organizations, I think we're kind of the glue in the piece that we can get the Y, the association, the Little League, the high school to kind of get a cohesive plan.
Stausholm says a cohesive plan guided by the committee would allow them to pursue grant opportunities they might not otherwise have been able to accomplish on their own.
I would be looking at this coming out of the fiscal year July 2018, so that's starting in July 1st. If we approve this, I'll start getting the steering committee together in the next couple weeks and get a meeting kind of planned out.
In other business, Stausholm said the Sunnyside Park Block Party is set for Friday, June 2nd.
We're going to have live music from a band. The Kiwanis is going to do free hot dogs, drinks, popcorn, snow cones. Still need to contact the cotton candy lady. We're going to have inflatables. The playground is going to be there. We're going to close that road between the band shell and the kitty corral. We're going to have lawn games out. Lions Club is going to open up the schoolhouse. They're going to offer ice cream over there.
Cool.
The Atlantic Animal Shelter will be on hand with pets up for adoption and a chance for kids and others to walk the dogs with the signing of a waiver. In addition, the Atlantic Public Library staff will be on hand to offer some programs and fun activities. Booths will be available to show visitors the plans for both the Schulberg Recreation Area and Sunnyside Pool renovations and much more. Another way for the family to have fun is Movies in the Park at Sunnyside beginning June 23rd with Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. McCurdy Pumpkin Patch will help to sponsor the events and provide popcorn.
July 7th, Despicable Me. July 27th, I'm advertising for the fairgrounds, but they're going to be showing Sing on Thursday. And then August 11th will be our last one that we take care of.
Ann Stausholm says the city pool in Atlantic is set to open at 1 p.m. on May 27th. For more information on all the activities, you can follow the Atlantic's Parks and Rec Department on their Facebook page or AtlanticIowa.com on the web. The City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Board Monday heard a proposal from the Atlantic Girl Scouts Troop 40116 with regard to the entryway at Sunnyside Park near the fairgrounds.
We were wanting to fix the two pillars at Sunnyside in Atlantic, Iowa, so we can make it look better for our community.
We want to paint the pillars white like they already are, power wash the paint and dirt, and paint a mural.
The mural, designed by the girls and painted by Bill Castile, would represent the various uses for and activities at the park and serve as a sort of map to the park. The Girl Scout troop also wants to add landscaping around the pillars and a decorative iron fixture across the entryway. Something similar was in place years ago, but only the pillars stand today.
Central Western is paying for the two tubes, and then all we have to pay for is the letters.
Parks and Rec member Charlene Bean wasn't receptive to the idea of a mural on each pillar.
I'm very much in favor of giving the entryway a tune-up, but I am not real keen on the mural part, sorry to say.
You were thinking more just plain white pillars then?
I was. Clean, neat, no muss, no fuss.
Her reason for being opposed was that the murals would have to be pretty small and they would not read clearly as motorists pass under the arch and between the pillars. She said unless it's really well done, it's going to look like graffiti. Parks and Rec Director Seth Stausholm gave the girls credit for their creativity with regard to the mural and suggested if they aren't painted on the pillars, they can be used elsewhere nearby, and Charlene Bean agreed.
We can do a kiosk, you know, off on the end or at the entrance when people get out of their cars or something, but I think for an entrance we want to have pretty simple and inviting and everything else, but we love your enthusiasm and ideas and how
I think that those, that artwork that shows, you know, sort of where everything is on this side and that side, I think in a kiosk, I think that would
be
right on the money.
Perfect,
where
yeah.
People could stop and look at it. See, when you're driving through an entryway with pillars on each side, you don't really see what's there, and you can't stop your car and get out and look.
The board gave its approval for the girls to begin the project as soon as they're ready to do so. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.